I'm Alma Garcia, and I too first met Kimon in 2009 when we were both Jack Straw Fellows. Immediately, she impressed herself upon me as a warm and immensely intelligent presence. But the day that I came staggering up to the Jack Straw studio, roughly 90 seconds before we were both to give our final reading, my son had been born 4 weeks earlier, was the day that I caught a full glimpse of Kimon's most essential nature. The look she gave me, so full of kindness and utter knowingness of what it means to be a mother, what it means to be a writer, of what it means to be both simultaneously, is one I am unlikely ever to forget. I am still affected by how deeply her work is rooted in history and the concerns of the larger world, even as its branches stretch wide through the arc of her family, past and present. All this she managed to do unsentimentally and with an unwavering eye toward that which is most difficult to acknowledge. Although there are so many poems I wanted to read today, it's my hope that the ones I've chosen will honor her finest qualities. I have two from In Orbit. Unearthing Song. Today I am a child, leaping from bank of silt into chest-deep canal, droplets silvering my brow in the flat sunlight. Yesterday, I was my uncle, my grandfather, my grandmother, a nameless row tied at the hands, hauling buckets of dirt away for a whisper of grain, chopping the steel-hard ground to the clashing of hubcaps, staccato bullet spray breaking time apart. Gun muzzle jabbed in the back, we slash at the land until its arteries lie splayed and splashing, surging indelibly green. We take what we are given. We swallow what we must. We clear skulls and jawbones from the floodgate and burn what we are told to burn. Then today, I'm just anyone, some random onlooker reading a dispassionate news clip about the children of a faraway harvest, six boys leaping from mud bank to silvering wet, fed and happy, ignorant of what soft soils they till, what buckets and buckets of blood. Every night, we rinse the white dust from our rice, let it boil until the pot's steaming broth is fragrant and clear, no trace of iron or salt, no tang of human ill. Meal after meal, we refuse to taste the labor, the dark coagulate lodged between tongue and teeth. So close the eyes. Swallow. We will dream our water and bread in the sweetest light. We'll believe our food's pure and close to the source. We'll live days drunk on ash and bone flake, hungering for mead. Every season a communion, every year another seed. And this one is Swim Lessons. I watch my young son pummeling the water. 100 guppy strokes, frantic and futile, each kick pulling him under, much as forward. His father insists he swim middle to edge, and again, practicing what he should have known at the pool yesterday when he climbed in alone and swept one pebble-white foot off the ledge. He sank beautifully, streamlined, sleek as pearl. For the length of a single beat, all was soundless, barely a silver-skimmed curl where the surface smoothed its seams over the down of his head. Then his father leapt in, clockwork restarted, broad net of arms to scoop our finless one back. Lesson done. My son will splash in the shallows, buoyed by beach balls and turtle-shaped floats. Each time he vanishes, I will hold my own breath until he bobs up again, laughing. A carnival of the tiny and tossed, wheeling their wiry limbs. Hard to believe, we're formed in womb water, gills before lungs, veins swirling ocean salt. Stubborn or stupid or both, we enter the waves and blunder ourselves from terrestrial reach. On the liquid world's thin mercy, we swim. We row, we storm and sail our way through, memories cooled in the brine or the chlorine, bodies awash with every swallow. Every blink.